Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dogs love to eat stuff they're not supposed to.
For sure.
Oh my gosh. Producer Sean, what happened?
So we've been trying to train our dog to, you know, not be in the crate when we're not home. He's been having issues with trying to get into things he shouldn't. Rachel didn't tell me she was not going to have him crated the other day. And I came home and he got into our room, chewed up my PlayStation 1 controller.
Wow.
Chewed the whole thing up. I'm not even talking like just a part of it. I'm talking he chewed it, broke it in half, chewed the core. Like he did the whole shebang.
Does the dog typically chew on things when you guys are home, or is this like a separation thing?
I think it's a separation anxiety thing.
Yeah. So the crate training, you know, kind of easing into it and whatnot, that's like a whole thing, you know, trying to get them to, you know, adapt to that, especially when your hours change or whatever, you know, when you're doing it during the day. And plus with your girlfriend pregnant, I mean, a lot of people say like the dog is super in tune when there's a pregnancy going on.
They get nervous too, because like, they know that the change is coming. So Lila, my dog, is a rescue, and she's a lot. Like she's she's scared all the time. She does things like this. It is not uncommon for her to have like 3 weeks of not a problem, and then I come home and everything is destroyed.
Yeah.
Like that's just kind of like her MO at this point.
It's a volcano thing. It just kind of blows up.
But the worst thing that she eats, and it makes my husband go nuts, is that she eats all the molding around our doors and like the floorboards. Now, it's not a matter of like you just throw it out. Now my husband has to do like construction on our house to repair it, and he is out of his mind about it. But last week, she ate her bed. She just decided she was going to eat her bed.
Wow.
She just woke up, and she was like, you know what? Today, I'm going to eat my bed. And that's what she did. You know,
and it's actually funny, though, too, because this dog has so many toys, but he, like, we buy him the, you know,
they don't
quote,
want the toys.
Unquote, indestructible
toys.
Yeah,
it's
toys.
Like kids.
Yeah.
It's like kids. You know, you never know what they're going to like.
This dog chews up through all the toys. Like, we get the most indestructible ones, and within 5 minutes, he finds a way to break it or just ruin it.
How old is he?
He's a little over a year.
He's still little.
I have a stack of right now like 6 toys, like dog toys, that I got to open up the doggy hospital and I got to sew them again, which is something I've done before, but I need to do it again. There's a stack of them literally, you know, piled up on the divider in between the kitchen and the dining room.
One time, Lila, well, I gave her a little bit of Korean short ribs, right? Remember?
Yes, and I do remember. That was a bad choice.
It was really bad. I gave her a little bit, but then I left her unattended while I went and did something else, and she jumped up and ate all the short ribs.
Yeah. And then you had to go to the ER.
We spent the entire night in the veterinary emergency room. Well, not me, my husband, Paul. And that bill was not cheap, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But he came home and he had the results of what the dog had eaten.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you that was a very informative visit at the very least.
Oh, there's that. Debbie wrote on our Facebook page at Ann on Raven, my friend's dog ate my daughter's underwear. She was 4 years old. So my friend asked if I wanted it back when it came out. What?
The answer is no.
No.
It's always no.
You can keep the Elsa underwear. It's fine. All right. 1-800-330-9999. What did your dog eat? What did your dog eat? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean is all upset because, well, you guessed it. His dog ate his PS1 controller.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer when you come home and find out that the dog has gotten into something that they weren't supposed to be into in the first place. But, you know, it's something else when you lose a vintage controller for your system, too, at the same time.
Yeah. Steve, what did your dog eat?
Two stories, actually, quick. One was I had a chocolate lab that ate everything. Kids' Barbie dolls, crayons, seashells, pine cones that one day when I was picking up his stool, found the pine cone half whole, and I was like, whatever direction that came out, it had to hurt.
Yeah, it's not fun, right? I mean, Barbies, I had a dog that used to eat the Barbie faces and the hands.
Lila ate a couple heads.
Yeah.
Well, my other friend had a chocolate lab, went to Costco, spent $400-$500, loaded the refrigerator up, went out that night with his wife for dinner, comes home. There's vomit and stool all over the place. Somehow he got into the refrigerator. Couple days later, they go back out, get Costco, fill it up again, come home, ate everything again. So he set up a camera, and he finally found out how the dog was getting in the refrigerator. His wife left a dish towel on the handle. So he'd go over, just pull over the handle, open the door, and go, hey, it's food.
They're smart. There's no question about that.
Yeah, when they're motivated properly, that's for sure.
Yeah. Sharon, what did the dog eat?
He's a long-haired German Shepherd from the Czech Republic. He's a police dog. He broke out of 5 cages, and he ate the back seat in my car
when
I went to go teach yoga. I came out an hour later.
So wait a minute. I mean, police dog? Did you get him when he was retired? Was he actually trained as a police dog, or are you just saying his breed?
No, he is a police dog. I just happened to buy him myself. He was 6 months old, but he had a little bit of separation anxiety, so he ate the back seat of my car.
Yeah, I mean, those are working dogs, right? So, I mean, unless you're working that dog every day, you know, they're going to have some behavioral issues, right? They're going to eat things.
Like your car.
Yeah, perpetrators, random people. Yeah.
Back seats. Tim, what did the dog eat?
My dog ate a couple of my pennies. The coins, the actual pennies, ate a couple of them.
Oh. I mean, were they special pennies or just change that was out of your
just change, just regular change, and dog just ate it.
If the dog still does his business for a few days, then you're in the clear. It's not like you had to follow him around with a bag.
I would be scared. Is it dangerous for dogs to eat copper? It's copper pennies, right?
And well, I mean, I don't think the content of the penny is actually
the dog is
copper.
Fine now. It, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went in one way, came out the other.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
At least it's got rounded edges, right? Mm-hmm. So could have been worse.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quinta, what did the dog eat?
Well, I actually have a what did the cat eat. No matter how hard I try not to let her have any, my cat's obsessed with donuts.
Really?
Mm.
What kind of donuts? Like all donuts or?
Specifically any part of the donut that doesn't actually have like sugar or frosting on it, like the middle part that's just kind of sugared bread or whatnot. The cake-like part. And she is super athletic, super pretty, super skinny cat. And anytime there's a donut within a mile radius, she can like smell it in the air.
I mean, you're a cat lover when you describe your cat as athletic. You are a cat lover when you're like, my cat is athletic, and she doesn't like the sugar spots. Yeah, you buy your cat a dozen donuts when she does something incredible, don't you? All right, I see it.
Oh, my gosh. What does your dog eat? 1-800-330-9999. What did your dog eat? 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean is so sad that his dog ate his PS1 controller. Now he's going to have to go to an auction to be able to replace it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to dig around to find one of those things. In working order on top of it, that's not cool.
Kim, what did your dog eat?
Well, I have a 2-year-old pug, and she got a hold of her cashmere sweater that had little pearls sewn onto the back of it, 15 to be exact, and by the time I snagged her, she had eaten 12 of the 15 pearls off of her sweater.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what is more fascinating than the fact that your pug ate all those pearls or the fact that you have a cashmere sweater for your pug and it has pearls on it.
100%.
It was a gift. It was a gift from my brother. I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it.
Well, your brother loves your dog.
Yes. The best part is I rushed her to the ER. They felt so badly for me. They didn't charge me. They just kind of laughed. And then I had to make sure all 12 came out.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
I can't believe they didn't charge her. My vet would definitely charge me.
And what did your dog eat?
My dog ate an entire bowl of Hershey Kisses, wrapper and all.
Oh.
You know, I'm always so worried about the chocolate, but somebody wrote on our Facebook page that they also ate, like several people wrote the Hershey Kisses. There must be something about it, but one dog unwrapped them, which I would like to see that happen. How do you unwrap a Hershey Kiss when you don't have fingers?
It's all in the tongue.
She didn't unwrap them. She ate all the wrappers, but the yard glistened for several days after that.
June, what did the dog eat?
Oh, God, what doesn't she eat? She goes into everyone's house and just starts looking for food right away. The worst one, I think, so far, you wouldn't think it would be too bad, but it was Meow Mix cat food. Mm. And she got into a really big bag, and she bright orange for probably 2 weeks.
Ew.
Wow.
Oh.
And that's excessive amount of time to still be going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs do like cat food, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got one dog that won't eat anything. Like, he won't eat his food. And he has fancy food, and he won't eat it unless we, like, change it up. And I mean twice a day you have to change it up.
Yep.
And then I have another dog that will eat anything. Dirt outside, rabbit waste, lint on the floor inside the house.
Disgusting.
Cat food. Ugh. I mean, anything that he could have access to, he would eat. Anything.
Sounds like my dog.
Mike, what did the dog eat?
So when I was a kid, we had we bred wiener dogs, dachshunds, and one of ours during Thanksgiving, while my grandma was taking care of us, she pulled the entire turkey carcass off of the table and started to eat it. My grandma was so pissed that she just locked her in the kennel and led her to it. And because she gave her the time, she ate the entire carcass, bones and all.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
A dachshund.
Is it okay for them to eat the bones? Yeah,
I mean, they're going to really chew them. It's dangerous.
If it's cooked, it's very brittle and it can puncture something. Mm-hmm. Usually it's raw bones are fine for dogs. But I think because my grandma was so pissed and just led her to her, if she had hurried her and tried to steal it, something bad might have happened. But because she gave her the time to eat it, she was all good.
I mean, pound for pound, depending on the size of your bird, I mean, that could weigh as much as your dachshund.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a blow.
To the beach ball after.
Oh, my gosh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.